Major League Baseball's best-known and most controversial star may have taken his last at-bat. Outfielder Barry Bonds has been informed that the San Francisco Giants don't want him back next season. That makes Bonds a free agent. The 43-year-old home run champ says he's still got more games left in him, but it's not certain that other teams want to bring into the clubhouse a high-priced, aging, moody superstar with steroid allegations. Ben Adler of member station KXJZ reports.
For one last time, this was the house that Bonds built. Some 40,000 San Francisco Giants fans packed AT&T Park Wednesday night to see their star play one last time. Snide sports writers have called it a marriage of convenience, but both the Giants and Barry Bonds have done handsomely over the last 15 years. The Giants got a new ballpark, a World Series team, and hundreds of sellouts. As for Bonds, well, he became quite simply one of the best baseball players the game has ever seen, and was paid some $170 million for his efforts. Still, as Bonds' skills deteriorated day by day and year by year, the marriage had to come to an end.
Barry's been a good man for a long time. We're going to miss him.
Giants fan Frank Negri summed up how most people felt at their last home game of the season against San Diego.
But you know what? We're building a new franchise, and Barry's not part of the story if he doesn't want to cut the bill.
San Francisco has always loved Bonds, despite all those steroid allegations and rumors that he's not the best teammate. But outside the Bay Area, fans largely disliked him. And veteran Sacramento Bee baseball reporter Nick Peters says it won't be easy for Bonds to find a home next year.
Teams will consider, well, we can use him as a designated hitter in the American League, and maybe he'll hit 30, 40 homers for us, but is it worth the risk of maybe altering clubhouse chemistry? He's not going to have as many options as he might think he has.
The Giants trailed by 7 runs when Barry Bonds walked to home plate in the bottom of the 6th inning Wednesday night for his final at-bat as a member of the San Francisco Giants. With the game out of reach, the Padres pitcher Jake Peavy grooved a fastball down home plate, and Bonds smacked it deep to right center field, but only to the warning track. Then he walked off the field one final time to a standing ovation. Beyond the right field fence and the body of water Bonds made famous with his splash hit home runs, a group of kayakers waited, hoping for one last ball. Dave Edlund says he'll keep coming to games in 2008, but not nearly as much.
I'll show you what I'm going to do next year. I got a sign here that kind of tells the story. Kayak for sale.
For NPR News, I'm Ben Adler.
This is NPR News.